Thanks for joining us for the first... Shit. God damn it. I'm just going to start recording. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Joe. I'm going to be your co-host today on the first podcast. And with me, as always, we have Lars.
Hi, I'm Lars. I'm not gay.
Lars is joining us all the way from across the pond in America. And I'm joining you also from America, this side of the Mississippi River.
So if someone came up to you and said, like, they introduced themselves, they're like, I'm Ken, I'm not gay. What would you think?
That they have a lot of, like, conflicting emotions. I don't know. Like, they don't want people to know, but they also kind of do because they're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Their mind's on it. It's something they're thinking about. What about you, Lars? What were you going with that?
Well, I mean, I was just thinking about, like, your recent TikTok viral success within, like, the last day.
Right. Quite the success story.
Yeah, do you want to tell it for the audience?
Sure. So I go to bed two nights ago with 36,000 followers. I wake up and I check TikTok and I'm up to like 55,000 followers. I had gotten like 20,000 overnight and it didn't even register for a second. I'm like, that seems like it's more than it was, but I didn't realize it was like 20,000 more. And then I do a take two. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
What?
What's going on?
What? Wait, what?
And then over the course of the day, I got another... overall, yesterday, I gained about 75,000 new followers. Because I had this video go viral that I actually recorded in Germany like 2 weeks ago. And it went viral in Europe first and got like a couple million views there. And then I came back to America and it started going viral here, I guess. So it got like 5 million views yesterday. And... so I'm live streaming, and while I'm live streaming, at one point there's like 4,300 people listening, and that was kind of, and I was also trying to edit an episode of my other podcast, so overall it was not a very entertaining show. There were still over 1,000 people tuning in at any particular moment for it. It was, you know, I mean, I don't want to go on for too long, but it was really a, you know, special feeling.
And speaking of viruses, Joe, I think we should talk about the only thing that anyone can't shut the f*** up about.
You must be talking about coronavirus, otherwise known as COVID-19.
Someone in the chat just called it COVID-19. That is not correct.
What you're going to want to do is practice social distancing, they say. Eliminate opportunities for infections to occur. Isn't that right, Lars?
I mean, if you're just reading off like the CDC report, then sure.
You know, I don't know. There's really so much to dive into. A bunch of people are being quarantined for a number of weeks or months, possibly.
Didn't you get canceled from your job?
No, the place I work at closed down for a couple weeks. I'm still getting paid for a couple weeks. If it stays canceled after that, I might not.
Oh, then you're fired?
No, I'm not fired. I just might not get paid. But
so kind of the same thing.
No, I mean, I still have a job when we reopen.
I remember hearing a little bit back that apparently if you had some sort of virus in November and December, it was likely coronavirus. It's just they didn't really have a test for it back then.
Could be. Which is actually, it actually brings about an interesting point that I've talked to our, you know, registered nurses and doctors about this recently.
Joe, it sounds like you're presenting, man. Just talk to me.
I'm chatting.
All right. So tell me what you think about stuff. Don't just tell me facts.
Well, as far as I know, this is based on what like doctors have confirmed. It seems like more people have it than are reported, right? Because not everyone who seeks to get tested does get the test. Most do not.
Well, I mean, that's kind of true about any disease.
Right. So when you have the fatality rate of 3 point, you know, something percent or whatever it's at, it's not counting the unreported cases, which means that the fatality rate it may still be much higher than the flu.
No, they're predicting it's going to end up at about 1%.
But it's most likely less than what it... Even for elderly people where they say, you know, 1 in 6 might die if they get it, that's of the reported cases. Maybe 1,000 elderly people got it and recovered and it never got reported and it's actually, like, way less. You don't know.
Yeah, exactly. The disease is tricky. You can try to apply statistics to it and there are measures that you can take, but it's kind of going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah, they say actually if you use too much hand sanitizer, that's bad too, because then you create super germs. And what super germs are, it's the 0.1, you know how they kill 99.9% of germs? that 1% that lives and then breeds, and then you use it again and it kills like the top 0.01%, like it leaves the top 0.01% again. So they say not to use hand sanitizer unless you have to, or like you don't have a hand washing station close by.
The question is, I guess, has this affected your life at all?
Yeah. Yes, it really has, Lars, in multiple ways. First of all, are you practicing social distancing?
Joe, we're sitting in a podcast like away from each other right now. We are doing the definition of social distancing.
All right, all right. For me, I have a lot of free time now because my job closed down for the time being.
Oh, what you should do is you should get your brother Jeff to get the virus, and then you get the virus, and then just take good care of each other, and then you'll be immune.
Yeah.
Would that work? Is that how that works?
I don't think that's exactly how that works. I've got the hiccups and it's causing me to inconveniently hiccup while I'm trying to say things.
Joe, you hiccup more than anyone I have ever met, ever.
Maybe I don't drink enough water.
It seems like every episode there's 3 or 4 hiccups when for most people there's none.
You're right. Maybe it's the way I'm sitting too, this chair or something. Mm-hmm.
Do you just, like, breathe weird?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I do.
So the chat says, Joe, I swear you aren't human sometimes. Sometimes I feel like you're that Krebic alien. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Can you describe it a little more?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me just put it in the chat. I'll link to this in the show notes.
Okay.
No time for that, Joe.
All right.
This is just what you remind me of. Is this
poorly disguised alien comics? Well, congratulations. You've depleted our supply of plungers. Cool. So will that be credit or debit, sir?
Oh, yes. Crebit.
Did you just say crebit?
Debit?
Is this a game to you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so funny. That is so funny.
That is you.
Yeah, I guess you could say that I have alien-like qualities.
You're rambling. Oh, you can hear a response there. Doesn't prove otherwise.
I'm no alien.
That's exactly what an alien would say.
Well,
like, that's like the first thing they would say.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about aliens. If there was an alien amongst us, would we know?
Joe, you only have 3 phrases. You have, here's the thing, and this is what you gotta do.
Here's what you gotta do.
Those are the 3 things you say on the podcast.
Lars, here's the thing. When it comes to aliens, I know aliens, but not too well. What you would have to do is say to yourself, aliens are like us because they need toilet paper, but there's a difference because they're not from here.
This is what happens when you start a sentence without knowing how to finish it.
You're right. But, normally I find sometimes I find myself along the way. So when it comes to aliens, let's try this again. Hold on, start over. When it comes to aliens, here's the thing. They come from space and not on Earth. But like Earthlings, I should say fellow humans, we are aliens, somewhat, and that means that they're really just like us, in a way. So here's what you got to keep in mind. Aliens really just want to poop. They eat carbon-based products, like humans, but they don't...
Carbon-based products?
Food. They eat, yeah, food. And really what that's allowing them to do is undergo a digestive process similar to photosynthesis.
No one calls it a digestive process. They just say digestion.
It allows them to experience a digestion. And so what that then allows the aliens to do is to relate to them, to us,
Joe,
the humans.
Now, here's a test.
Right.
Say something normal.
What does it take to make an...
Something normal, just like a normal human sentence with like typical inflection and not just like, and here's the thing about alien biodegradable poop functions. Like, just...
I'd love to do that for you, Lars. Okay. in order to help you out, I'd love to give you a normal sentence. So, what weather does it have to be like when the rain is out? That's just a normal sentence.
Yeah, but you said it like you're an alien who's trying to approximate a human.
Like I don't understand English.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me, this is going to sound weird, but I have to download more English.
So you don't need to preface your sentences with, this is going to sound weird. We know.
here's a normal sentence for you, Lars. When I went to the store earlier, there was a long line at checkout. Okay. So what I did, also, I was looking for a 24 pack of eggs and I could only find a 12 pack. But luckily, when I'm checking out, somebody had taken the 24 pack of eggs and they put it inside like a different fridge at checkout, like a drink fridge on the way out. So I grabbed it and I put it in my cart and I got it for me. And then the guy behind me in line says, those were waiting for you. And I laugh, I go, ha ha ha, oh yeah, maybe you'll get these steaks too. Because there were steaks in there also. So, but I didn't. I was just, you know, relating to a fellow human.
That doesn't sound like relating. That sounds like you're like, ah, yes, fellow human, I'm going to get these steaks as well.
So I got 36 eggs. I'm going to eat 3 eggs per day for the next 12 days.
I think you get cancer by doing that.
No, it's okay. I don't.
You don't have to worry about it because you don't have human disease.
I'll just beam up to the spot. I'll just beam up to the ship. I mean, if I were an alien, I would.
All right, bud.
On TikTok, I've been known to start all my videos with "Hey guys." So sometimes I'll go through them, and
ooh,
it'll just be like,
"Here's a better way to start your videos, Joe."
Okay.
Audible has a proposition for you. They want to give you a free audiobook today. That's free as in what, Joe?
Beer.
Not free as in freedom, free as in beer. Keep the book whether you keep the service or not.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast for your free book today.
Oh, here's another human test, Joe. Can you name one of the 7 habits of highly successful people? You know, that book that you're listening to?
Yeah. You know, it's been a little while since I've had an opportunity to listen. So I know that 7 habits of humans are going to, you know, socializing. They like to eat, they like to drink, they like to breathe in gaseous oxygen, they like to sleep. Humans enjoy play time. Humans enjoy work.
No,
that I can tell you.
Sharpen the saw. Here, read them with me. Sharpen the saw.
Be proactive.
Begin with an end in mind. Are any of these familiar to you? Because you said you've been listening to it.
Well, I've listened to it's a long book. It takes a long time even to get to the habits.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be able to be condensed into 7 points.
You're right. I need to listen to it more. Now that I have all this free time, yeah, I'm definitely going to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely going to read, listen to these audiobooks now that I have all this time.
Guys, if you're quarantined right now, now's actually a good time to get into audiobooks.
Are you quarantined?
Go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast to go ahead and get into them on our behalf for free.
Are you quarantined? Are you looking for something to do? Go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast and pick up a book today on us and listen to it in the comfort of your home, in your room, in your bed. Nothing like listening to a nice audiobook today for free. audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
So how come on the TikTok podcast, by the way, Joe, how come you just talk like a normal person and then on here you talk like you're from Blorgon 6?
I'm not from Blorgon 6. I'm from here.
Where is here, Joe?
Earth.
Rabbit.
I'm from Earth.
All right.
I'm an earthling.
Do you have any actual proof, by the way?
I have a birth certificate.
I want to see the long form birth certificate, Joe.
What do you mean I talk normally on the only TikTok podcast?
You talk like a human being on that show, and on here you're like, so here's the thing.
10011010010011.
Someone in the chat says, what even is this bit? The thing is, it's not really a bit. I actually am not sure if Joe is human.
10001101101010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010010 large. At present, the library is home to over 200 censored books.
What does that mean, though? What constitutes a book?
Let me see. Well, I'm assuming it's the whole book.
But it's not. Have you ever actually... If you played Minecraft, it's not really that simple. Like it's a very voxel-heavy game. It's not easy. I don't think it's easy to get a bunch of text in there. Also, it was really dumb of them to report the story, because now that the countries know that it exists, now they can actually do something about it.
Yeah, but they wanted people to, they wanted people to know about it.
Well, then you do that kind of on the down low. You don't report it to CNN.
Apparently, it took 24 builders. It took 24 builders from 16 different countries over 250 hours to design and create the library.
It sounds like a nice gesture, but it seems insubstantial. I feel like there are better methods for transmitting censored and banned information. I hear in North Korea, one of the things that they do is they literally propel it to them, or they drop it to them if they can.
What do you mean they drop it to them?
Well, there's physical USB sticks and books and stuff. And apparently they switched over to USB because it's easier to hide, if the North Korean people come over to your house.
When I was in the mall, not the mall of Berlin. I was
thought
at
you were going to say when I was in North Korea.
No, when I was in the Checkpoint Charlie exhibit in Berlin, you know what Checkpoint Charlie is?
Yes.
For anyone who's unfamiliar, Checkpoint Charlie was the main checkpoint that you would use to go in and out of the east side of Berlin and to go to the west side of Berlin.
Yeah, my dad brought me back and forth through that when I was a very, very, very young child.
Yeah, that's cool. I'd like to talk to him about that next time I see him, maybe.
Okay.
It'd be interesting to hear his experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an exhibit. There was a room, an entire room within this museum, basically, about North Korea's human rights violations. And it was apparently if people are in forced labor and they're supposed to be, picking, whatever it is, I don't know, doing whatever they're supposed to do, and they leave for just a moment, they're considered that they abandoned their post and they could be killed.
Yeah, they took it seriously.
If they're, North Korea, yes. I mean, do you think that the UN should be doing more to, now that we know about all these, we're just kind of letting them do their thing, aren't we?
No.
I guess we're putting pressure on them, aren't we?
Not really. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, here and there, it's mostly ceremonial. But the truth is, there's not much we can do without devastating consequences. Consequences that we don't want to happen, but would. It's once you start something, actually, if an act of aggression against another country begets reactions of aggression, and you don't necessarily want to start a war because of it, and that's one of the only ways to do anything about it. I think kind of the best bet in this situation is actually if the regime change happens from within, but that's unlikely too. It's a really tricky situation, and there's a reason why it hasn't been solved yet.
You're right. It seems like there's not much really that could be done without, aggravating the situation, which is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
It was also interesting that the Berlin Wall was up for so long until, I believe, 1991, for decades. Isn't that so interesting?
Well, it's just interesting because it shows that at that time, that was an effective means of control on the population. It seems kind of ridiculous today, because we have such mass communication, it feels like any wall could be transcended. But back then, when you had telephones and shortwave radio, I guess, but that's about it. Coordinated efforts to transcend the wall were difficult. And if they even suspected as such, they would shoot you on sight. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting how technology marches on and how, I don't know, just an interesting piece of history.
You're right. The Berlin Wall, it's really so interesting because you go on one side of the Berlin Wall, the east side, and it's kind of not run down, but, you could tell it wasn't probably renovated for a long time. There wasn't a lot of construction going on. And then you go outside of that area into more of the western area of the city. And it's there's like some skyscrapers and things like that. Like, you know, nice, modern, new looking buildings.
Yeah, the reconstruction of Germany after World War II is a fascinating topic. I mean, there's just so much that happened where you have a state that wants to essentially, you know, rid itself of the bullshit that happened before. And then, but it needs economic assistance to be able to do that. And you look at areas that have been just blown up entirely, just eliminated, just scorched earth. And today it's like they're fully functioning cities. So they did recover over time, but it took quite a while. The history of Germany is very, very interesting, especially in how they've tried to distance themselves from the Nazi regime in the past. And it's given a lot of interesting political debates about how they tend to make it illegal for you to use any sort of imagery from the Third Reich. And some people say, well, that's a First Amendment violation or their equivalent of it. But they don't really have that. They have a vested interest in squashing that entirely. So they can't really have a version of the First Amendment with that in mind. So it's an interesting topic.
Yeah, it is. I wish I knew more about it. I mean, I kind of got to Berlin and I was interested in the Berlin Wall and seeing the city.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that I didn't know that much about the Berlin Wall. I mean, I knew that it was a wall that was up. I didn't know why it was put up. I still have a lot to learn. It's a fascinating subject. Maybe we could talk about it more in depth at some point.
Sure.
What would you do with $1,000 bonus payment?
Savings account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably pay rent with it.
My main concern right now, because I know that's like a big news ticket item, and maybe by the time this gets posted, won't be as big of a deal. Maybe it will have come to pass, maybe not, but people do not handle windfalls very well. There's this thing called the wealth effect, where when you have more money, you tend to spend more money.
Yeah, your stress goes down, your nervousness about...
But also your impulsiveness goes up, so it's when you hand everyone $1,000, you're not necessarily handing them a better situation, you're handing them a more expensive situation. That's the problem with stimulus packages like that, I think, is that if you give someone money, you know, that might actually be necessary in an emergency situation like this, but it doesn't mean that they're going to be $1,000 better off, but you kind of have to do it anyway because you don't want people to tank just because they're out of work because of the coronavirus for a few weeks or a few months or even more than that.
Even 30 years. You know.
No, it's not going to be 30 years, but... Society's not going to collapse for 3 decades, but I get what you're saying. I think that the main issue is what's going to happen in about 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a couple months if people are really frugal, when they have to go back to work and it's not an option. What do you do? I'm pretty glad to be where I'm at this point because it's not devastating yet in Orange County.
You're right. I went to the store. It was rather stocked.
Ish. I mean, it depends on where you go.
I mean,
could be worse.
Yeah, there wasn't much toilet paper. I didn't see any water bottles when I was there. No sanitizing wipes, but you know, there was food. There was. I want to talk about my electric bill.
Oh no! Oh no!
We've eased up a little. We used the heater.
Good job! Great. That's really good to hear.
Yeah, we were averaging about $20 a month on our electric bill.
Okay, so in December, you were on the brink of insanity. You were telling me about how you were going to unplug the stove and that you were using like reflective lights for cars in order to get lighting into your apartment.
Well, I mean, it was a game to see how much money we could save. It was a game.
That's actually where I started to suspect you were an alien, bud.
But we turned the heaters on for the first time. I mean, it got pretty cold in, you know, November, December, January.
Yes.
It was pretty freezing at night. We just layered up. We saved money on all that heat, you know. But now we're using the heaters a little bit. Sometimes we have a couple lights on at once.
Good.
So I discovered that I'm a natural at the harmonica. I mean, I have to warm up. I don't sound good when I don't warm up. But I was... I was live streaming to 4,000 people at a time yesterday, and they were like, you're so good. That sounds great. You've only been playing for a week.
Oh, I remember that. You actually were playing what you said was bad girl for a while, or bad guy. And it yeah. took him like 3 minutes to notice, hey, this isn't bad guy.
Yeah, basically. I was like, hey guys, there were 1,000 people at this point. I was like, hey guys, I want to play you a song on the harmonica. I was feeling confident. I was like, can anybody give me a recommendation to try to mimic? I was thinking somebody say, oh, do like a German song. I was like, doo, doo, doo. So, but they were like, oh, do this specific song by Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. And I was like, all right. So I listened to the song as I'm playing, and it didn't sound anything like it. And then they're like, this isn't Bad Guy.
It's really, really, really easy to troll people on TikTok. Like, really, really easy.
It's not hard.
Remember when we were getting you to say stuff like, my favorite Fortnite level is Roblox?
Yeah, and then nobody even commented on that. Mm-hmm. Probably just thought I was joking.
Well, you probably pissed some people off.
Somebody made a compilation video of me. They took screenshots while I was live streaming, and they just posted like a slideshow of pictures of me on TikTok.
That's weird. Let's talk about gaming.
Sure. It turns out that my brother has a Switch.
Which?
Oh, my youngest brother is staying with us for like a week or two.
Oh, that's weird.
Because he would normally live with my dad, and we don't want him to get the corona.
Wait, you only just found out?
What?
Like, he was there and then you just noticed? Like, now?
Well, no, he moved in with us a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
Just for the time being.
Oh, is that why you guys started using the heater? Because he's a normal person that's not insane, and he was requesting it?
It was one of the reasons, something like that.
Wow.
And I think I was the one who was like, maybe we'll turn on the heater. Because it was, I felt bad because it was so cold.
Wait, you said maybe we'll turn on the heater? Like, we'll consider it, I guess.
Just well, we ended up turning it on.
Your brother's shivering and freezing in the corner, and you're like, maybe.
More like I think he was okay. More like I was shivering and freezing in the corner. I'm like, maybe I'll turn on the heater.
Wait, you were shivering in your own house?
Yeah, that's when we knew that we had to make a change.
Yeah, it's time.
So
you're going to go ahead and take the Switch?
Well, I have it. We have it to play. I don't know if we have Super Smash Bros. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, join the Smash Saturdays on the server.
Yeah.
What's that server, Joe?
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Yeah, we've actually been doing Smash Saturdays on the server, so, I mean, if you guys want to come play against other fans of the show...
Fans of the show!
It's a good place to do it. I actually gave people a vanity roll the other week if they could knock me out with a Falcon Punch, and a couple people got it.
Have you heard about this new Animal Crossing?
No, but I've heard that gaming is apparently up 75% right now, according to Verizon.
75%? I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why that could be at the moment.
Probably, you know, I think TikTok use is up too, but that's just based on my experience.
I bet you everything electronic ever is up like 1,000,000,000% right now.
So you don't know anything about the new Animal Crossing? Because I'm a big Animal Crossing fan, but is it only on the, like, do you know if it's only on the Switch?
Yeah, the newest Animal Crossings are either going to be on the latest handheld or the latest console for Nintendo, and in this case, those are both the Switch.
So not like Steam.
They would make billions of dollars if they put it on the Steam, but I don't think they're ever gonna.
Yeah, because then people wouldn't have a reason to buy a Switch if it was all available on Steam.
Yeah, not necessarily true, because Switch has the advantage of being portable. But I would love if they started putting first-party titles on PC. It's never gonna happen.
Let's talk about Animal Crossing as a way to practice social distancing. Because I assume there's an online function.
Animal Crossing is a very social game, Joe.
Yeah, but you wouldn't necessarily have to play it with somebody next to you.
A much better example would be Breath of the Wild, where there are vast swaths of empty land that you can actually socially distance yourself from everyone.
Well, I'm not talking about social distancing within the game. I'm saying you're playing it with your friend in a different house, and you're playing Animal Crossing together. Would that work?
Oh, I don't know. Is there online play?
I thought there was.
I just remembered I purchased Mario Odyssey and I completely forgot to beat it. That is such a good game. Joe, you should get a Switch, man. I know I've said that on about 28 episodes, but it's just the tits. It's just so good.
Well, I'd like to. There's a couple things on my list ahead of that.
Idea. Why don't you keep why don't you keep slowly turning up the heat until your brother, like, naturally falls asleep because it's getting so nice and warm and toasty. And then, you know, you get your Switch.
I think he'll let me play it if I'd like to anyway.
Oh, well then, what games does he have?
No Smash.
What's the point of a Nintendo console without Super Smash Brothers?
He just doesn't have it.
What? He just doesn't... That's like having an Xbox without a Halo game on it.
Yeah, I mean, well, if anybody in the chat would like to, you know, join our $10 tier, if enough of you join, maybe I can get myself a nice, Smash game.
Joe, you have full-time gainful employment.
Just kidding. We won't use it for that.
Okay.
Someone in the chat says, I mean, it took me 4 years to get Halo, so it's unlikely, but not impossible.
Is he like a street boy named Pippin from the 1900s who has to save a nickel at a time? I'm confused.
It took me 4 years to get Halo.
It's not so that it's unlikely, expensive, but okay.
4 years. That's like $10 a year.
Or how much Joe was spending on electricity before this.
I feel like if you just look for quarters on the ground, you'll find it at a faster rate. What were you doing? What were you doing? Saving up like a nickel a day? No, I just didn't care to get it. All right, so that's not like it took you 4 years. That's like
different.
After 4 years, you decide, okay, I'll get it.
Yeah, you waited. You didn't bother with it for that amount of time, and then you chose the purchase. That's very different.
Yeah, like if I have a Switch and I don't buy Smash for 5 years, and then I just because I don't want it, and then I decide to buy it. It didn't take me 5 years.
Yeah, Joe, you've been saving up
for 5 years. In a sense, it took me 5 years
to
get it. But it's not like I was saving up for, you know, you made it seem like you're saving up for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the store today and I'm getting groceries for myself and my dad.
How about this? Guys in the chat, go ahead and predict how this Joe story is going to end.
Okay, that's fine.
Someone said badly. Someone said dead. Someone
Can
else said what story?
Print?
Someone said him being
stingy
or finding
a discount.
Someone said, haha, toilet paper.
Why don't we... All right, also, let me run this by you, Lars. There were posted discounts in the store of yogurt going from 79 cents to 69 cents. So I got like 20.
Ooh, someone says it ends with the death of the British Prime Minister.
No, not
Boris
that I...
Boris Johnson.
I get to the register and they tell me there's no sales going on. There was a posted discount and then they say that's not going on. And is that like price gouging? They're like, our uncertain supply makes it so that we're not giving sales.
Okay, so that someone did correctly predict that in the chat. They said him being stingy.
Well, I'm just asking because...
Joe, food supplies are low right now. It's okay if they don't want to have sales. They're worried about... It's fine.
Well, I understand all that. I'm not personally offended by it one way or the other, but then my brother Jeff says that's price gouging. There's a posted sale that they're not giving. Yeah, it's more than 10%.
Sales are optional. It's completely a benevolent thing to try to get people in the door. Like, the opposite. Taking away a sale just means it's at its regular price. Price gouging means that you're increasing the price over what the MSRP to an unreasonable amount.
All right. If you have an opinion and you want to weigh in, go to discord.t1podcast.com and post a message.
Yeah, go ahead and go into the general chat and talk to us about the ethics of price gouging.
So while I'm in the store, I get groceries for my dad and myself, and I call my grandma. Like, grandma, I'm here in the store.
Oh, did she have an opinion about price gouging too?
No, this was before all of that transpired. So I say, Grandma, is there anything you need? She wanted disinfecting wipes, which they did not have, but she also wanted paper towels, which they did have, and napkins, which they did have. So I accidentally bought two things of paper towels. So, and then my dad gave me oranges from his tree, and it's so big now, it's taller than the house. So we got some nice oranges too, which is good because they were out of the cutie oranges that I like from the store, so at least we got some oranges, and we didn't have to pay for them. And furthermore, I went to a different store to look for some ground beef that my dad wanted, and they didn't have that either. So I got him some frozen turkey dinners. I mean, they did have ground beef, but it was a bison. It was like $12 a pound. He didn't want it. Well, it's not that he didn't want it, but he didn't want to pay for it. And then he was surprised that they didn't have ground beef. At the butcher, you know, pre-packaged, they didn't have it. I guess he wasn't that surprised because, let's be honest,
it's in high support.
I'm just curious to see how far you can backpedal.
I think that's going to be a pretty good bit. It's just Joe rambling for a while.
Let's take some text questions from the chat, by the way. Okay.
Okay.
So if a girl talks to you till 3 a.m. If a girl talks to you till 3 a.m., does she want to smash?
Yes.
Maybe? Well,
I mean, I would assume probably. I mean, maybe.
The odds are in your favor.
Maybe not. I changed my answer from yes to maybe not.
Lars, are your words working? Lars, it's in your destiny? Did you mean to say in your density? I'm confused by that one. How do you homicide and get away with it? You can't. That's the point.
You don't. Is it time to deliver a pizza ball?
It's always time to deliver a pizza ball, baby. All right.
My teacher said people in America use the word shan't all the time. Is that true?
No.
I shan't explain.
Someone says, so we're doing questions now? Yeah.
Seems like
what
it.
What gave it away, idiot? Burn!
Duh.
Have you ever played Skyrim? Yes. It's available
yes.
on everything ever, including your toaster. So yeah, I have experienced it.
We also interviewed the creator of Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Ever put honey in your milk, Chiefs? No.
No, that's weird. To Storm in the chat. Yes, we did interview the creator of Elder Scrolls. Worst meme ever? Ugandan Knuckles, probably.
Yeah.
Joe, what is your height? He's 4'11", but he's trying real hard.
Yeah, I'm 4'10", actually. I shrank.
Guys, keep firing these off. It's okay if they're joke questions.
Is it out on Spotify? Yes, that's right.
Yeah, every episode of the podcast is out on Spotify. If you go to t1podcast.com, there is a link.
If you want to find one of our episodes on Spotify, you could just search like Call Me Carson on Spotify. We come up.
Yeah, that just only listen to that episode, none of the other ones.
Well, it's a good one. I don't know. I mean, listen to all of them, but...
Are you a subspecies? Well, I don't know if Joe's actually a species at all. Favorite Zelda game? I feel like that answer is pretty easy now that Breath of the Wild is out. There's really nothing else like it. I understand that some nostalgia will go to Ocarina of Time, and I really did like Link's Awakening when I was a kid, but, I mean, Breath of the Wild, for sure.
Somebody says, no, Joe rambling on his own with no context whatsoever. Is that available on Spotify?
We should make that a bonus episode at some point.
What bread do you like? I prefer an artisan bakery bread.
Favorite game period? I would say probably the early 2000s.
I'd say like late, not very, very late, like 99, like 98, 99 through like the very early 2000s. Because there was so much development and like massive scale games compared to what we had before. Like you started going from your cereal box games to your Roller Coaster Tycoons with giant sandbox levels. And you had Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, which was even bigger. You know, you had your Sims go from like the Sims 1 to the Sims 2, which was so much. It was just that was in 2004, but it was so much bigger. We were seeing a huge, exciting expansion.
That being said, I feel like the current era, with the capability of emulation and the fact that you can get a lot of stuff on virtual consoles and just the depth of the Steam library, means that you can experience all of that right now. So in a way, it has its advantages. I don't know.
Somebody in the chat says, have you ever stubbed your toe so hard that you cried? Why don't we answer that, and then I have a spin-off question. And I think the answer is no for me. I mean, maybe a tear has fallen from my eye. I don't
know. No, I've been really upset because I stubbed my toe, but I didn't... It's not really a crying
Lars,
thing.
Have you ever stubbed your toe so hard that you thought you broke it?
No.
I have. I stubbed it really hard a couple times where I'm like, oh, I bet I broke it.
I weirdly am not susceptible to injury. It's amazing.
Well.
That's good. What do you mean, well?
Well. You remember when we went to Exomania?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was completely fine a couple weeks later.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Good, good. Good.
And that's when I like did actual damage to it. So my body's pretty resilient.
That's good. I mean, you are a Viking.
Yes. Why do people keep asking about the cheese touch in the chat? What is that?
I heard that there was a lady who, after a few weeks, a British lady, she realized that she's been washing her car with a block of cheese for weeks.
What?
Yeah, I guess she thought it was either some type of wax, maybe, or maybe she thought it was some type of a sponge.
Okay, let's talk about this. Do you have the article or something? That's
here. Let me pull it up.
You know, before the outbreak, I would have said I kind of doubt humans are that stupid. But
woman realizes she's been washing her hands. Oh, this is hands. There was another one with a car.
Joe, this is the Daily Star. I don't think it's that reputable of a source.
Hold on. I don't know. I just saw this on Facebook.
Oh, well, if you saw it on Facebook, then it must be true.
All right, let's just skip this bit.
What is your opinion on stale cheese?
Never had it.
Cheese? Yeah, you probably have if you've had blue cheese.
Oh, yeah, I like blue cheese.
Yeah, cheese isn't that weird thing where sometimes you want to leave it out because it gets tastier. I don't know. All right, do you want to conclude this question portion of the show yet, Joe, or should we move on?
Anyone else have more?
Simpiest thing you've done in your entire life? I don't know. I'm not iDubbbz.
I don't know.
Have you ever accidentally ate a bug? No, that's mostly Spiders George cranking up the national average.
This is really embarrassing, but I think in junior high, I ate a fly.
Joe, every time you think of something and it would start the sentence with, this is really embarrassing, but you should make sure to tell it on the show.
Just cut that out.
Wait, the fly story is what you want to cut out?
Yeah.
That's not that embarrassing. Everyone accidentally does stuff like that.
I mean, on my home planet, it would be nothing.
Oh, God.
I shouldn't have said that.
All right. Does anyone have any good questions, by the way?
You wanted to talk about The Good Place.
Oh, yeah. It kind of depends on how much you've seen, though.
None of it? Well, it got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I definitely want to check it out now.
Also, Joe, the whole show is a philosophy show.
Hey, Siri, remind me to watch The Good Place.
Oh, yeah, to anyone in the chat saying they haven't seen it yet, highly recommend you binge that show this weekend. It's really good.
Yeah, just, you know, in your quarantine anyway, you might as well.
The premise sounds like it could be kind of a stinker, like a very generic show, but the twist, man, and then what happens from there. Also, Ted Danson's really good in it. Do you know who that is, Joe?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of Ted Danson.
Right? He's incredible in it.
Yeah.
He plays the architect.
When Eleanor Shellstrop finds herself in the afterlife, she's both relieved and surprised that she made it into The Good Place. But it doesn't take long for Eleanor to realize she's there by mistake. She hides in plain sight from The Good Place's architect, Michael, and his all-knowing assistant, .. You have to watch for more.
Some of that's, how would I rate the show? I would say probably 9.5 out of 10.
I'd give it a 9.7 out of 10. If I'm just going off of the Rotten Tomatoes review.
The first season wasn't as good as the second season.
Should I start on season one still, it seems like?
Oh, yeah, because it's a sequential show.
Did you watch Wilfred?
Wilfred?
Wilfred? Yeah, it was a TV show from like 10 years ago.
Are you thinking of Will Smith and the Fresh Prince?
No. It was about a guy who saw a dog.
Seriously the entire synopsis? About a guy who saw a dog?
Well, he saw the dog as a human that talked to him, but everybody else saw it as a regular dog.
Oh, so it's like Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Sounds like a mildly funny premise.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It gets crazy towards the third and fourth season.
Yeah. Oh, a couple other show recommendations for people in quarantine. If you started watching BoJack Horseman in season one and you didn't find it super interesting, that's a very common opinion. It gets considerably better. The show is indescribable in how high quality it is towards the end. I would highly recommend that. If you really like BoJack, go ahead and watch Undone by the same creator of BoJack. He put it on Amazon Prime Video if you have that. It's about this woman who is kind of lost in life, and then she gets into a car crash and starts seeing her dead father, and basically it's like a murder mystery. Again, that show is called Undone. It's made by the BoJack creators. Joe, do you have any recommendations?
I would always just recommend Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm not a big... I started BoJack from the first season again last night.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That was not a human sound just now. That was something else. That was not of this earth.
Well, I'm not an alien. I'm not an alien.
So I'm going to recommend Assassin's Creed Odyssey. If you have said in the past to yourself, I don't like Assassin's Creed, they completely refreshed the entire game series. Odyssey takes place in ancient Greece.
Lars, do you have the corona?
I guess. You play as this woman named Cassandra who will do things to you whether you're a woman or a man playing. And it's just true. Such a big game. It's so much fun. Joe, you actually played that, right?
I played it. Did you play as a man or a woman?
You play as Cassandra. She's the main character.
I thought you chose the gender.
You do, but it was written for Cassandra.
Right, right. So you chose Cassandra?
Yeah. I think they made Alexios just so that, like, some guys, if they complained about having to play a woman in a video game, they'd have an option.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I chose Cassandra, too.
It's the obvious choice.
She's, yeah, attractive female. Lars, would you shave your beard to protect yourself from the coronavirus?
Hell no.
Because that's one of the things that they suggest doing to protect your face, is to shave it of any excess growth.
Oh, how about this?
Okay.
Before watching The Good Place, do you think it's possible for people to be good?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's relative.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I think that as a society, we decide what's good and bad. And certain societies have similar rules and whatnot. And to be good in one society might be bad in another society. I don't believe that there's, like, objective morality, but I believe that there's relative morality according to one's, you know, social context.
So what do you think about the commonalities, though? Because it does seem like most societies have some things that they share, and they all kind of came to the same conclusion.
It would make sense. We're the same species, so don't murder, you know, but maybe self-defense is okay. That kind of makes sense.
Right.
So
do you think some of it maybe isn't necessarily objective, but inherent?
Yeah, I think that as a species, we evolve with certain instincts. Like, maybe it's things that are good for the benefit of everybody, like, don't just go around killing might be... If we've evolved to see that as an objective, like, negative thing, that would benefit the species if they see it objectively negative. So maybe we have such a powerful, view of certain...
I actually completely disagree. I think that killing, in terms of morality, is defined by the exceptions at most. I think that humans are an extremely violent species, and that the exceptions we tend to make are really only three things, which are ourselves and cats and dogs. Like, that's about it. We will kill literally everything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty simplified way to put it, but you're
well, you
probably...
you could extrapolate cats and dogs to be, like, members of other animal species that we find good companions and such, I suppose.
You're right. You know, people go hunting. They don't care about certain lives. It's even sometimes okay to kill humans, like
right.
soldiers in a time of war, or a doctor when he has to decide who gets the ventilator. You know, he's making a choice. And that's not considered wrong.
Right. That actually, interesting hospital morality issues where, you know, you have a situation where there's someone who's a donor and they're wanting an organ, and someone who's not a donor, they also need the organ, and the donor can provide a new wing to the hospital. So if you want to play favorites there, you can actually benefit more people. So it's like, it's complicated. Killing is inherently complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some point we'll get to the point where everybody just has their second life in the computer, and mm-hmm. you upload your consciousness into the hard drive, and nobody has to die because you just download a new body for yourself or something.
Well, at that point, is that really life, though?
Yeah, it's still life, type of life. I mean, the planet that I'm from, I would assume. Just kidding, but.
Is it a continued consciousness at that point, though? Because that's kind of the thing about, you know, the transhumanist discussions, where if you upload yourself to the cloud, as they say, and then there is a version of you digitally that continues your conscious state from your point of death. The chat is pressing X to doubt, but is that still you at that point?
I mean, it's a really philosophical question. I think that if you have all your same memories... then possibly yes. And let's say not only memories, but the same values and judgments and just whatever it is that makes up you. If that stuff stays the same, then by definition, it's you. And if maybe there's something that doesn't remain that is what makes up you, then it's not you. Like, if you don't have your memories and we decide that your memories make up you, but you don't have those, then maybe it's not you. But then you've got this, like, you know, contradicting idea, like an Alzheimer's patient that loses their memories, is it still them? Maybe, maybe not, but like.
Well, I don't think it is, because here's another example, because the theory is that the self is a continued conscious state, right? But
with exceptions,
if you black out via alcohol, you would still consider yourself the same state, even though the memories are lost.
Or when you go to sleep.
Right, exactly. So
or if you're in a coma.
You have no memory of those 7 to 8 hours if you're a healthy person, or 3 or 4 if you're not.
I've had injuries that have caused me to pass out for like multiple minutes.
Right, but you're like, the same person. It seems inherent. It seems like obvious that you are. So it can't just be continued consciousness. What if it's the other way around, though?
Well, Lars, before you move on, what if you get into a... What if you have a traumatic brain injury and it changes your personality?
Exactly. Is that still you? And my gut reaction says, well, yeah, even though it's not.
My gut reaction would say, yeah, too. But that's just out of simplicity. It's the same body. It's the same person. Maybe the memories are different. Maybe the personality is different. Maybe it's not still you.
But it came from you, so it might as well be called you. Because there's no other version.
Are you the same person you were when you were a baby?
It really depends on how you define the same person.
Right. So before we go any further, we have to get into like this definition. Like,
right.
What does it really mean?
Well, I think the same would be one in which your subjective experience continues on some level.
You don't remember anything that happened when you were like, let's say, 6 months old. The only cells that are even the same in your whole body, my understanding, are the eyes and the brain. Everything else has been swapped out. The cells die, new cells come in. The only ones that stay the same are the eyes and the brain, as far as I know.
But once you start to get older and the periods of time occur, say from when you're 20 to 30, the 20-year-old version of yourself and the 30-year-old version, even though the cells have been effectively replaced, the 30-year-old person is still you from when you were 20.
There's also how one sees themselves.
Right.
Maybe you don't see yourself as the same person. Are you still? Maybe to you, you're not.
I think you'd be kind of incorrect at that point. It really, again, there's different definitions of the same, though, at that point, because are you the same person as in the exact same level of experiences and memories? No, you've gained those 10 years at that point.
There's also the interesting idea that the self doesn't stop at the ego. It keeps going, and all of us are one and the same self. Like a collective consciousness, and we're moving about the planet as a society, as you know, a world, and we're all just one people.
Well, we could never really understand that because we only have our singular subjective experience.
No, we have the collective experience. Like right now we're experiencing coronavirus too. Like
coronavirus 2, electric boogaloo. What do you mean?
Well, we're experiencing coronavirus. So, you know, we all have, I know what my neighbor's going through. I know what I don't experience it from the body of somebody in China, but I experience it through empathizing and compassion. We don't live as another person, but we live as ourselves and as a society. Like, you are not the United States. You are in the United States. You have, like, you know what it's like to be from the United States, and maybe as you become a world traveler and you expand, you know, what it means to be from Norway, from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You become closer to understanding more of this global self.
Closer, but I think the purest form of what we can consider an experience is from within. You can empathize and you can understand, but you can't subjectively verify it within yourself. Really, what I was trying to get at earlier, though, when I was talking about the digital self, is if you can imagine yourself as a self-contained executable file, what if someone copies and pastes it? Which one is you?
Maybe they're both you.
How can that be?
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm afraid that we've ran out of time. Just kidding. We make our own time.
Yeah, we can do this as long as we want. I feel like my gut reaction is the first version is you, and then the second one would be a copy, right?
Well, but why?
Right, because they have the exact same experience.
Is it just arbitrary? Like, this is the original, this is the copy? Because you're not saying much. beyond, because you're like, you're not saying anything about what makes it the real one. You're just saying like, this is the original. That's true. This is the copy. That's true. But why is one the real one?
Well, let's say that you plug yourself in to a USB thing that goes into a computer and makes a digital copy of yourself. And then you copy that digital copy onto the same hard drive.
If it's identical, like we've got a 3D printer down to the, you know, quark, down to the string, and we can create it verbatim exactly as it is, that's one thing. But if it's like just an AI version and it's not complete and it's missing some stuff, then yeah, I would say that's not you. But the closer it gets, the harder it is to differentiate.
The interesting thing here is that there's a technological metaphysical question in which when you copy something, there's usually some level of data degradation. Like if you repost a video to YouTube so many times, they've done experiments on this where it slowly starts to degrade, and within, you know, even a couple dozen, a couple hundred uploads, it becomes an incomprehensible mess. So is the version that you copied less of you because of some small degradation at that point? Or is degradation not necessarily detrimental to the inherent self?
If what it means to be you means that a little degradation would make it not you, does that mean that as... It depends on the type of degradation.
Right.
Because I feel like you could... I don't want to consider like any disability a degradation, because, you know, like Alzheimer's, for instance, like you could consider that like a degradation, right? I guess. But I don't think that's not what you're talking about, though.
Well, the thing is, yeah, I would say like Alzheimer's doesn't make you not yourself in the consciousness sense. But when you copy a file, it's not a perfect copy of that file. There's a little bit that mutates in the process. It's like you can verify this yourself by saving a JPEG over and over again. It degrades. But I feel like that version of yourself would also consider themselves yourself, right?
I mean, who's to say? Maybe. I mean, do you think that if the possibilities are that we can, like, you know, have immortality or something, it would be unethical not to?
Well, what if there is an afterlife then?
Oh, and like you ruin it?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's getting too deep for me, too philosophical.
For the philosophy major.
Well, it's not that. I kind of have to. Could I pee and come back?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, yeah, by the way, let's do this for 10 more minutes because people do want a voice chat, and then we'll cut it.
And then we'll cut it? Or let's do this for 10 more minutes, and then... Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, what if it's an imperfect version? Because we're going to get to that point where it is imperfect far sooner than we are a perfect version of yourself digitally.
Well...
Would you even want that? An approximation of yourself on a digital server somewhere?
What's the purpose of it? Because we're getting pretty abstract, right? Like,
right.
What's the purpose?
Would you want to be uploaded if it was just kind of like a simplified version of it?
Depending on how simplified, I would say no, because maybe it's going to be like hell.
Yeah.
Like the human, maybe my consciousness gets uploaded, but not the, maybe there's all the chemicals are missing. So I'm just logical, not emotional. And it's like, what kind of life is that?
Yeah, that's why I would only want a perfect copy of myself.
Now, maybe if Elon Musk says, oh, that we're going to update it over time. Like,
oh, so you become a more whole you over time?
Yeah, maybe that's going to happen.
Something in the chat actually made me think about something, which is that, is it possible that the idea of yourself as a singular consciousness is simply limited by our current frame of reference, and that there could just be two of you on the computer? Like, maybe both of them are you.
Yeah.
And maybe that's perfectly fine, it's just never been possible until there's a digital self.
Well, think about parents having kids. Your mom and dad made you, and you have their genes, and the reason that you're not your dad, let's say, is because half your genes came from your mom, but what if it was asexual reproduction, where you and your dad had the same genes, and you're just born without his memories, but you're added.
What does wearing jeans have to do with this, Joe?
Oh, sorry, I meant genetics.
Oh, okay.
So, if you were born through asexual reproduction and you came out of your dad's belly button,
all right.
Would you, let's say,
that
let's
sounds
say,
painful.
Well, you know, it stretches up to 10 centimeters during birth, let's say.
Yeah.
So, would you be your dad if you looked at, you know, if you...
That's a good question.
Would you be your dad?
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 Would you be your dad? Would you be your dad?
Would you be your dad?
I always grew up saying to myself, one day I'm going to ask Lars on this podcast, will you be your dad? And not only will you, would you?
I think we should call this episode, would you be your dad?
Would you be your dad? And here's what I mean by that. Not would you be your dad, would you be your dad?
Huh?
You just cut it there.
Well, we have to plug the stuff, Joe.
You know, Lars, we've been talking for quite some time about would you be your dad, and it gets me thinking. What if I'm a fan of the show, and I want to wear you, my dad, so to speak, on my shirt?
It's kind of creepy, but yeah, there's a way.
Merch.t1podcast.com. At merch.t1podcast.com, you'll see all kinds of wonderful explosions of flavor in your eyes. You'll see phone cases, pillows, little tote bags, pictures of things on a sticker, a little poster. You'll see a little Joe water bottle picture. You'll picture of a coffee table. All kinds of things. I have one of those t-shirts myself. And I brought it to Europe with me. And at one point, I'm talking to this girl and she's like, oh, you do a podcast? I'm like, oh, yeah, let me show you. And I pull up my shirt and she sees, oh, is that you? Yeah, that's me. So you too can be traveling through Europe in Dublin and meet a girl named Camila and show her a picture of me on your shirt. We sell them in all sizes. Merch.t1podcast.com.
Did you get the thing yet? Finally, Joe?
What thing?
Because, like, at one point during the Rev episode, you said, we sell them in all sizes in this really cool salesman voice. So I've just been inserting that into each episode. Did you notice?
Oh, that's funny. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
I was just reading from the chat. We sell it in all sizes.
Yep.
That's so funny.
Guys, 6 cents. That's all you need a day. To get bonus episodes of the podcast, early listening privileges, a funny role on the Discord, a patron-only chat where we make fun of the plebs, and more. Go to patreon.com/T1podcast.
If you like what you saw and you want to see more, go to bonus episodes of the first podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that link, Joe?
patreon.com/T1podcast, where you can look at our bonus episodes and some of our classic episodes, too. Should I play like a little song? A little on my harmonica? I feel like it's going to cut out, so there's no reason to. Maybe for the audience at home?
Let's not.